Buy more, save more. When you just add a patio door. Yes, right now at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, the more windows you buy, the more you'll save when you just add a patio door. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin makes it easy. Now through April 30th, when you buy three Pella windows, you'll save $500 when you just add a patio door. Buy six, save $1,000 when you just add a patio door. Buy a dozen Pella windows, save $2,000 when you, come on, say it with me now, just add a patio door. In addition to their unbeaten variety with six full lines of windows, traditional and contemporary, Pella of Wisconsin offers financing to fit most any budget. Buy more, save more when you just add a patio door. But only through April 30th. Set your free consultation today at PellaWI.com. PellaWI.com and tell them Regular Joe sent you. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details.
Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way. Without the cape, we're the superpowers, not even a sidekick. Heck, we don't even have fancy gadgets. This is just Joe and his trusty microphone, made in the USA. This is the Regular Joe Show.
Oh, so good.
Well, good morning and welcome to one, welcome to all. Joe Gigante, your regular Joe, here with you on this Tuesday morning. We've been talking about ghost guns. We've been talking about the resurgence of COVID scaredemic tactics. But this hour, we're going to shift and talk to Michael Gableman, the special counsel in the state of Wisconsin, investigating the 2020 election, trying to restore election integrity in mere moments. So if you have a question, you can call in, you can text. But first, I've got to tell you, it is currently 10:07 a.m. Central Time, which means in the Hollywood Hills, where they're just starting the party, it's 8:07 a.m. There, the Parmesan cheese and all the white powder flows quite freely. No law enforcement to worry about. In Romania, it is 6:07 p.m., as it is in Qatar. In Kiev, Ukraine, also 6:07. And in the United Arab Emirates, 7:07 p.m. Beijing, China, sits at 11:07 p.m. That is your new and improved Biden Crime Family Time Check, brought to you at the top of each and every hour to make sure one can never forget the depth and breadth of corruption that is the Biden crime family, peddling influence for money. You want to talk about ghost guns? Ask Hunter about the one that he had his concubine, also his sister-in-law, dispose of him quite illegally. Also lied on the application, but that doesn't matter, does it? Yes, there's a ghost gun problem if I've ever seen one. You can be a part of it, and certainly I hope you will. 888-737-1737. You can text or call that number, 888-737-1737. Emails can be sent and shall be read at joe@regjoeshow.com, joe@regjoeshow.com. We're going to get to Michael Gableman in just a moment, but first, there's a little bit of information. You know, we try to make sure that you are as informed as possible, and who better a teacher than our favorite kindergarten person? That's right. It's time for another edition of Kindergarten with Kami, where she's going to teach us today about something called a Pell Grant. Or is it a person named Pell Grant? We're not sure that Kami Harris actually knows the answer, but here we go, Kami. Tell us all about Pell Grants today.
Story that so many in our country can tell. And he really highlights...
Pell Grants have been increased? Have you increased Pell Grants?
We have definitely extended it's something that I think we need to keep doing, awareness about what we have to do on Pell Grants, and I can follow up with you on specifically what we've been doing. But I can tell you that when I was in the Senate, I was definitely working on the Pell Grant issue because it can't be what it was when I was at Howard.
Can we just be clear? She has no idea what this guy is talking about when he asks about Pell Grants. We know when I was in the Senate, I met Mr. Grant. Pell was a really nice guy. We worked on a lot of things together. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen, the latest edition of Kindergarten with Kami. What is a Pell Grant? The answer is she has absolutely no clue, but she'll get back to you on it. And not only that, she, of course, has been in the news not just because of her deep, insightful knowledge on nothing, but also because, well, apparently, speaking of the resurgence of the scaredemic, she doesn't have to wear a mask. Well, in certain circumstances, here's Jen Psaki, cut 15, trying to explain it.
That there was a photo, as Jackie said, and there are moments when she was human, and she didn't have a fat mask on in a photo.
Well, that makes perfect sense to me, because after all, she's only human, and she's made of flesh and blood, but I'm not really sure that she's a man. But, well, then again, nowadays, can we even make that distinction? I don't think we can. But just so you know, she had her human moment. Because after all, she's part of the Human League. And there you have it. Kindergarten time with Kami. And of course, the explanation that makes no sense because it's coming out of the Biden administration. What more could one expect? As promised, though, joining me this hour is a man, by the way, who completely identifies as such and has always been one and has no confusion over that whatsoever. But he's also the special counsel here in the state of Wisconsin that has been charged with getting to the bottom of the 2020 election debacle here in the state of Wisconsin. He's been doing his best against certain odds, some walls, visible and invisible, but he put out a report not too long ago. Matter of fact, I have to say, we here at the Rig of the Joe Show had the first interview with Michael Gableman right after that report had come out. Joining me again in studio, once again, Michael Gableman, I welcome you to the show.
Joe,
good to have you back here again.
Joe, thank you so much for having me and for all the work you're doing on this crucial issue. If we don't have free and honest and transparent elections, as your listeners know, we've got nothing.
Well, at the end of the day, and I said it going into the last end of the last hour, it is paramount because that's the great equalizer as the sovereigns of this nation that our founding fathers gave us. We get to hire and fire based on elections, but if we can't be sure that our votes are being counted properly or only legal votes are being counted, then it's game over.
You've said a lot of them, and I have to apologize to your listeners and to you. I do have a cold, and I'm just going to keep going. I sound a little rough.
You sound fine. But, you sound awesome.
Yeah, thank you. You said sovereigns, but really what you mean is owners. That's how I hear it. And the Constitution, although it's been interpreted over the years where the legislature puts elections into the hands of 1,852 municipal clerks around the state, it really is, in the end, up to us. And people need, and we all of us, none of us, no one is perfect. And no one feels absolutely prepared ever to do anything of importance. But we've got to take control of our elections back. And people have to be willing to come and be trained
Yes.
And to watch and observe and to work at the polls. Because As we have seen through the creation and the time period that this Wisconsin Elections Commission has been running, when we turn it over to the experts in Madison, it goes from bad to worse. Megan Wolf, she is running a train wreck.
I say she is a train wreck.
She is.
And to your point about people volunteering, and we've seen that increase even in the past. The primary we had in February, we just had a general for the localized elections in April, and just here, we're based out of Green Bay, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. That's where we broadcast from. And just here, we had two incidents that nobody would have known about. Probably wouldn't have been caught except for people that were volunteering to go out and be observers. One who just showed up, he was an observer, but they were told not to come for several hours. He said, yeah, it doesn't sound right. Showed up, caught them red-handed counting ballots outside the appointed time. The posted time, a clear violation of law, which, by the way, Megan Wolf, when I debated her, couldn't tell me if that was a violation of law. Yeah. She just said it was a mistake.
Right.
So apparently we don't have law breaking.
We don't have rules. Megan doesn't believe in rules,
right,
unless she wants to enforce one that she made up or her friends
right.
made up.
And then we had another situation with the matter of fact, same clerk, same city, in this last election where they were barring people from observing the absentee ballot drop-off, claiming it wasn't a polling place. Now, I don't know. You're a lawyer, former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. Yeah. If it's the location that you drop off filled-out ballots, doesn't that make it a polling location?
Joe, something that goes right to the heart of what you are talking about, which is the necessity, not importance, but the necessity of citizens becoming involved. We never would have learned that this character named Michael Spitzer Rubenstein of Brooklyn, New York,
yes,
with the good graces of the politically corrupt Eric Genrich, mayor of Green Bay.
I always say invisible and corrupt. The only time he shows up is for Democratic fundraisers.
Well, last time I went to see him at a city council meeting, he went and hid into a two-hour private session, and they came out and hired three law firms to fight my investigation.
I recall that, yes.
Michael Spitzer Rubenstein, because Eric Genrich made it possible for him to do so, and the two assistants that Eric has, Michael Spitzer Rubenstein actually took over the running of your election here in Green Bay, one of Wisconsin's five largest cities. This is a man from Brooklyn, New York, who knew nothing, as far as I know, about Wisconsin law.
Not elected.
Not trained.
Not appointed. Not on the payroll.
Doesn't care. Right. Doesn't care. But you know who found him and forced him? Several good citizens of Green Bay. Several citizens of Green Bay actually chased him around that ballroom that he, by the way, selected for counting, and he's the only one who had the keys to the place.
Literally, the only they had the memo.
Literally, in the contract,
memo that says that you could not open the door
without Rubenstein.
Right,
and then Chris Teske wanted it in City Hall. The longtime wonderful clerk, Chris, is a marvelous lady and a wonderful public servant.
And to be clear, not the city clerk I was just mentioning. That she's been replaced.
Well, she quit.
Right, she quit, but yeah, she was replaced by, I referred to Celestine Jeffries as the bag man. I mean, she was the chief of staff for Genrich, who helped to push
Teske
out the
door. She was the right-hand person, right.
It helped to push Teske out the door, and her reward was, well, now we'll put you in charge of elections.
She gets to be clerk, yeah.
Unbelievable.
And I'll tell you what, if it hadn't been for good citizens, and I wish I had a better memory, there's a young guy, relatively young guy, who's a former Marine. He literally cornered Spitzer Rubenstein in a corner. Now, Spitzer Rubenstein won't come back to talk with me. I've issued about 80 subpoenas, and Robin, the Speaker of the Assembly, has signed these. I recommended them to him. I want to talk with Spitzer Rubenstein. I want to talk with everybody. I want to talk with Eric Genrich. But he's only, like I say,
he's very busy. I've invited him on the show for years.
Well, sure.
And literally the answer is he's extremely busy. I offered to record in the middle of the night, and they said he was too busy.
Well, he's planning how to use the next COVID scare to help steal the next election from the people of Green. You know what? I didn't start out this investigation using such brass-knuckled language. But I'll tell you what. Based on everything I've learned, you have a corrupt mayor of the city of Green Bay named Eric Genrich, and you got his two right-hand people, that Ahmaud Rivera,
Celestine Jeffries.
That's right. But it was only because of citizens of this city who took it upon themselves to get involved. They didn't pass. They said, "Who the hell are you?" And he didn't want to tell him. He's literally running around. And he's running around that ballroom trying to avoid him and hiding his little credential. And Ahmaud Rivera is trying to help him. There's another one who's
credential,
running.
By the way.
Celestine and Ahmaud, all of a sudden, I don't get the impression from my reading of their emails and seeing how they took over control from the people of their elections that these are bashful people. But no. Somehow, when it comes to talking to the people's representative, appointed to find out what happened in the election, they are running behind the skirts of Eric Genrich, who is hiding behind the skirts of three out-of-state law firms. Well, two Madison, which might as well be out-of-state, and a Washington, D.C. leftist law firm, so they don't have to tell the people. But this was all made possible by Megan Wolf and a majority of the commissioners at Wisconsin Election Commission.
We've got to hit the break. When we come back, I want to pick up there. Also, talk about the fact that you were in Mar-a-Lago last week. You saw a premiere of a new documentary called Rigged. Want to get into that. And you mentioned Speaker Robin Voss. Want to talk about the state of your investigation. What's next? If you've got questions for Michael Gableman, 888-737-1737. You can talk to him right after this.
The Regular Joe Radio Show.